Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia Hotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omiyika here live coming to you straight from my studio. And today is a special episode just for the children. So all of the children, please do come into the room today. It's storytelling time, and this is a special occasion for African-American folklore storytelling just for children. This is a rescheduled show. However, because the time was so late yesterday, we decided to move the date out to today. So if you did miss out yesterday, we did have to reschedule it for today at 3:30. So welcome, welcome, and we enjoy telling you stories, telling tales out of school. And so we like to also invite all of those children out there who tell a few stories themselves. If they would like to be a part of our storytelling time, we'd like to invite you in. And we will allow you to chat if you would like to chat in our room today. And as long as your parents are there and they're allowing you to be in the chat room, you're welcome. And today's stories will be featured from the American Folklore for Young Readers. Now, this book I've read from many, many times, and this is the reader of every ethnic and enjoyable book. It is from the Austin House, American Storytelling. So I'll be reading from that book as well as from Mr. Shill Silverman, Where the Sidewalk Ends and Falling Up, also by Mr. Shill Silverstein. Now, if you have read any of Mr. Silverstein's books, you know that they are some of the funniest books. And I like to start off by offering dedication and thanking God for allowing us to be here today. We will not do our libation because of time constraints. We'll go right into a commercial and do a little house cleaning. And for all you little G's, come on in this house, and we're going to be ready to start up the show in just a minute. And I'm going to get a drum roll out here, if you don't mind, for the music and for the storytelling. So come on in. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to all of you children. And for those of you who remembered, we had an affirmation. Those of you children who had to recite that for 6 years, I'd like to recite it for you again. And if you can't remember, you can take your notes out, because we used to recite this all the time. I pledge today to open my mind, to seek and to learn new knowledge. My mind, my body, and the words I speak are clean. I obey my parents, my teachers, and myself. And I will do everything to stay in school and to make the world a new and better place. I am great. No, I am great. No, I am even greater. And my education will make me even greater. We set that pledge because we have did a pledge to ourselves. And I want you to do affirmations to yourself. And boys and girls, from time to time, make a pledge and stick to it. And because of African American Month, we are making affirmations and doing pledges. Now, I'm going to give you an invitation, and that invitation is coming from the Silverstein book, and he has a great invitation. And it says, if you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wiser, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you are a pretender, come sit by my fire, for we have some flex gold tales to spin. Come in, come in, come in. And that's an invitation to each and every one of you to come and join us during this storytelling time. And I love his stories so much because every one of them are so descriptive, and he has pictures to go with every one of them. Now, I've been reading his books for a long, long time, and here's one of my favorites. And it's read from page 37 in his Where the Sidewalk Ends. I'm making a list, but I'm not checking it twice. I'm making a list of the things I must say for politeness, and goodness and kindness and gentleness, sweetness and righteousness. Hello, pardon me, how are you? Excuse me, bless you, may I, thank you, goodbye. And if you know some others that I've forgotten, please stick them right into your eye. Now, that's one of his particular poems. And I like to read from page 63, and this was called Who. Who can kick a football from here out of Afghanistan? I can. Who taught tigers in the streets while all the policemen ran and hid? I did. Who will fly and have X-ray eyes and be known as the man no bullets can kill? I will. Who can sit and tell lies all night? I might. The next one is called Ridiculous Rose. Her mama said, don't eat with your fingers. Okay, said Ridiculous Rose. So she ate with her toes. This one is called Snowman. Well, let's do Where the Sidewalk Ends. I think that's more appropriate. There is a place where the sidewalk ends, and before the streets begin, and there are grass grown soft and white, and there is the sun burned crunching bright, and here the moon and the birds rest from the light to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows back and the dark street winds and bends, past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow. We shall walk with a walk that is measured and slow. Watch where the chalk walks around and goes to the place where the sidewalk ends. Yes, we'll walk with that walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk while the arrows go. For the children they mark and the children they know the place where the sidewalk ends. Now, I know you remember some of the stories that I've read to you about Anasaw, when Anasaw's waist got small, and why Anasaw thought she could steal all the wisdom. We're going to read another one of Anasaw's poems. But before we read that, let me see if I can find one other one that I might have time to read about Brother Rabbit and his friends today. We can possibly get that one in there. But Anasaw is quite familiar with you, and I know you know about her stories. So we have one that we want to do from Anasaw's story. And Anasaw thought she could steal all the wisdom. However, we know that Anasaw could not steal the wisdom. Okay? And I think I did Brother Alligator for you before, but let's try to do this one today. The Brother Rabbit and His Friends. The African-American folk fable and the tricksters and the stories have added tremendously to American literature and are loved by Americans of all origin. These stories have been told in the United States, especially by the Southerners, for a century. The tales have been updated by each generation and retold again and again. This pair of fables shows how Brother Rabbit and his friends continue today to be a source of wisdom and laughter for young readers of all ethnic groups in America. And this one is called The Cabbage Inspector. But I think we'll have more time next time for that one. We're going to do Brother Possum and Brother Snake. This one I think you'll really enjoy. This tale is retold from a story which Mary Faulkner tells. It's difficult to create on the point of the pages excitement and characterization that the human voice gives to a story told out loud. The nervousness of Brother Possum and the hissing cunning of Brother Snake are recreated here in writing to bring the reader some of the wonderful variety of the teller's voice. Brother Possum was walking near the highway one day. He passed a lot of other possums who had not managed to get across the road in the traffic. They were now very flat possums. He was interested in all those flat possums that he walked right onto a snake and didn't even see him. Said Brother Snake. Would you help me, please? Would you help me? Brother Possum jumped back 10 feet in the air, turned around twice, and ran and hid behind a tree. He said, look at Brother Snake. Brother Snake was lying beside the road with a brick on top of him. It was the strangest thing he had ever seen. How did you get that brick on your back like that? Asked Brother Possum meekly. Brother Snake said, drove a brick truck by and the brick bounced off and landed on me, said Brother Snake. Would you help me, please? No, said Brother Possum. You bite me if I help you. Surely you don't think that I'll bite you after you've helped me, now would you? Well, said Brother Possum, I bet you would. Surely not, said Brother Snake, hissing. Surely not. Out here in life, this brick just bounced on me. Oh, okay, I see, said Brother Possum, and he ran out to the snake, took the brick off, and ran back behind the tree and hid again. The snake didn't move a muscle. See, he said, I wouldn't hurt you after all the help you've given me. But the possum came out from behind the tree a little bit. Come on out, come on back, said the snake. Let's be friends. But the possum came a little closer. The snake seemed to be looking at the brick very closely, not even looking at the possum. But the possum came a little closer. The snake turned and hit him. Brother Possum let out a yelp. Oh, no, you hit me. But the snake held on with his sharp fins. He stuck his teeth in him. Just then, Brother Rabbit came along, walking by to see this incident. He was amazed at what he saw. Howdy, Brother Possum. Howdy, Brother Snake, Nice day, said Brother Rabbit. Howdy, said Brother Possum. Howdy, how you doing today? And Brother Snake just said, said Brother Snake with a mouthful of possum. Brother Rabbit tilted his head to the side, something like this, and said, look at the snake. What for are you biting on Brother Possum like that? Why do you want to go and do that? Said Brother Snake. I can't understand you, said Brother Rabbit. Speak up. Said Brother Snake. What was that, said Brother Rabbit? What did you say? I'm going to eat him, said Brother Snake. Opening his mouth, Brother Possum shot around behind Brother Rabbit faster than the blink of an eye. Well, why didn't you say so, said Brother Rabbit, acting unconcerned. How'd you catch him anyway? What did you do to get him in your mouth? He was taking a brick off my back, said Brother Snake. Just taking it off like I asked him. Said, what did you do? Say what? Asked Brother Rabbit. He was taking a brick off my back. Brother Rabbit just laughed. What do you mean, this stupid possum? What did he do that for? You must think I'm pretty stupid if you think I'll believe that. It's true. It's really true, said Brother Snake. It's true. I'm telling the truth. He was taking a brick off my back. No, it's not, said Brother Rabbit. That could never happen. How could a brick get on your back? It fell off a brick truck. No, it didn't. Yes, it did. Now you have to show me that brick. It's right here, you stupid rabbit. What brick? Asked Brother Rabbit. Yes, it landed on my back. And Brother Snake hissed again. See? Where? Right here. No, it's not. Yes, it did, you stupid rabbit. Now you have a you have to show it to me again. Show it close to me now, Snake. I was right here, Brother Rabbit. And Brother Snake crawled back to where he was and where he was standing near the brick. And that brick was on my back. It was hurting something terrible. And Brother Rabbit picked the brick up and looked over. What? Like this, you mean? He set the brick on top of the snake. Whip it! Yep! The snake sissed out real loud. Yes, you stupid rabbit, you're putting the brick on my back. Just like that. Now, do you believe me now? Do you believe me? Why, yes, Brother Snake, I believe you, said Brother Rabbit. I do, Brother Possum. Let's go eat some greens. Then Brother Rabbit and Brother Possum walked off down the road and left Brother Snake in the same condition with the brick right on his back. I was so surprised. I was by that way just the other day, and he still laid out in the road with the brick on his back, Brother Possum said. The end. Boys and girls, when you hear stories about animals, you see that they're able to do strange, strange things. But there were tricksters in those days, and they would do things to hurt one another, and they played tricks on each other. Just like Anna saw would go out and eat from everyone's table. We had the possum who believed everything. He was so meekly believing everything. Now let's do Anna Saw and the Turtle. I think you may have heard this story before, but this is one that I like to do by Anna Saw. And this is the story that's told by the Ikan-speaking people from Africa, and they call them the Kwakekos, Anna Saw stories. Okay. One day, Anasal was just sitting down to the table in his house to eat some baked yam. Now Turtle had been crawling all day, traveling from one place to the other. Just as he came to Anasal's house, he smelled the most delicious food he had ever smelled since he had been traveling all day long. He was so hungry, so very hungry. He went up to Anasal's house and knocked on the door and kept knocking and knocking. And finally, Anasal said, "Who is it? Who is it?" Anasal came to the door looking real mean, like just peeping through the window, hoping that whoever had knocked would go away because he wanted all of this food. He wanted all of this food for himself. Pretended not to see Turtle, looked the other way and gazed high as he hooked and looked out of the door. "Down here, Turtle, down here." In a very low, growling voice, "Down here, Turtle." "Oh, it's you, Turtle," said Anasal. "What do you want?" "Well, I haven't been traveling all day and... Turtle, I am so very hungry, and I was wondering if you would share your meal with me." Now, Anasal looked down at Turtle and said, "Oh, all right. Come on in here, for you see, it was polite customs in Anasal's country to share your meal with anyone who came by your door at mealtime." Anasal brought Turtle in and said, "Sit down. Have a seat, Turtle." Turtle crawled up to the table and sat in a chair. "Help yourself," said Anasal. Turtle was just about to help himself to the baked yams on the table when Anasal hollered out, "Turtle, don't you know you better than to come to the table with dirty hands?" Turtle looked down at his hands, and sure enough, they were dirty because he had been crawling all day. So Turtle got up and went out into the creek. He washed his hands, and for good measure, he washed his face, too. By that time, he got back to the house and crawled up on the chair. Anasal had already started to eat. But as Turtle started to help himself, Anasal yelled out again, "Turtle, I told you you can't come to the table and help yourself with dirty hands, and you're eating." Turtle looked down and saw